The Baby Lambs podcast may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast.
Happy birthday. No.
Hey to you. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
You are listening to the Baby Lambs podcast with your host, Lisette and
Cruella DeVille.
That's you.
No, my name is Ashley. Welcome again. And if we're a podcast, if this is the first time you're listening to our podcast, welcome to all the fun. We are just two 30-something-year-old people living in South Florida. We're both married, not to each other. And we like nerdy things and pop culture things and video games and politics. We really just are two best friends who like to talk a lot of shit. And we hope that you enjoy talking shit with us.
It's our favorite pastime. I feel like that is the age-old American pastime.
Of course. Is there anything more American? Is there anything more synonymous with women in their 30s
than talking shit?
A lot of shit, yeah. And that's what brings us here today. We don't necessarily talk about any one particular topic. We'll probably talk about a couple of things that happened this week in the news or whatever around us. There's a lot going on this week. We have the what's it called? It's a trial.
The impeachment trial. My friend is like, there's a lot happening this week. And then you go, huh, what is happening this week?
But oh, there has been a lot of things happening. Yeah, there's we have the second impeachment trial. Today was day three or four?
Yeah, day three.
Yeah. So I haven't caught up with that because that shit makes me depressed.
I get angry.
So I've been trying to avoid it. I mean, I've been catching all the highlights from Trump's attorney and like all of the like little blabble that he's been saying on the stand about whatever. I just feel like, you know, that's enough for me.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's fine. Okay, the only thing I'll say about it, which was my favorite. So today they've like from the trial, like all the things that are coming out, they said that he underplayed exactly how poor his health was when he had COVID because they almost put him on a ventilator.
Really?
And I'm like, they should have. And that's all I'll say about that, because I was like, it's interesting that you've been downplaying a disease, well, a pandemic for a year. And look at you like a bitch.
Oh my God, today on the, oh, so if you are listening for the first time, then I guess it's pretty clear that we are two liberal snowflakes. So if that makes you feel a certain way, I'm so sorry. This is not the podcast for you. I mean, we want you to stick around and we promise we're pretty educated and we try, but you're not going to like what we have to say. And that leads me to what happened on my drive today.
Tell me.
I was driving to Epi's house to pick up this sweater. Epi is a friend of ours, and she's a frequent guest on this podcast. She's part of our COVID bubble, if you will. And on my way there, I got a call from one of those like political survey people.
Oh God.
And like, whatever. It's been so long since I talked to another person besides the people I talk to every day. So I humored him and I was on my call, like on my drive, whatever. So I'm answering the questions and he was asking me questions about like, how do I feel about Daniel Leva Cava? Is it Cava
Leva
or Cava?
I don't know. I think it's Levine Cava.
Hey, yeah. Hey, how I feel about her, what are policies that, like, how would I prioritize like certain things, like police reform, over social injustice. And I would answer the questions like, why do I have to prioritize? Why aren't they hand in hand? Is that an option on the survey? Why? Whatever. And then he would ask me like, oh, what are your thoughts on, he goes, what are your thoughts on Governor Ron DeSantis? And I'm like, oh, fuck that guy. And then he was like, okay. And then he's like, how do you feel about Donald Trump? I'm like, Kim Moore.
Who else? What else do you have for me?
And then they're like, how do you feel about Joe Biden? I'm like, he's all right. And then Kamala Harris, she's fine.
Yeah, they just started their job, so.
Yeah, and then and when he was asking me questions, he was asking me a lot more questions about the county, like about the mayor, or whatever. And I'm and they're like approval ratings, like how do you feel she's done like on COVID or whatever? I'm like, hasn't she only been here for like a month? I mean, so I'm like, I guess she's more, but like, I'm not gonna shoot her down right now because like everything sucks, but.
Call me again in 9 months.
Stupid. So yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah, you're like, call me again in 9 months, and then maybe I'll tell you, fuck that bitch.
Basically, no. Like the guy was doing such a good job of trying to like not react. He was, you could tell que él es un cubano like guy who was doing these on his cell phone allá afuera, like because you hear the wind and shit.
Oh my god.
And he asked me like, oh, you know, like he was reading from the paper and he was, the only time that he broke was when he was like, okay, you know, as you know, those who identify as Hispanic or Latino living in South Florida, typically, you know, they're from certain countries or they identify with certain countries, which of the countries on this list do you identify with? And like, as where you're, whatever. And I was like, oh, from Cuba. And he was like, Cuba, like just like that, Cuba. And I was like, yeah, I said it. And no, you know, it was a nice call with the guys whose name I don't know, and I did wish him the best of luck on his future calls, and he didn't say the same back because he was tired of hearing me, and I didn't blame him. So that was the end of that conversation.
This is great,
but yeah, I did totally say, yeah, fuck that guy.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, DeSantis, if you're listening, fuck you.
No. And then they had a question. No, why? They had a question that was like, okay, so Governor DeSantis, okay, of these two statements, which do you feel is more closely related to the way that you feel about Governor DeSantis? And he's like, and the response is like, response number one, basically saying DeSantis is a little bitch who is enforcing restrictions on individuals who are like on counties because he's trying to withhold county funding, right?
Yeah,
for counties who are trying to like participate in any sort of like police reform or use money to reform the police. He's trying to just like block their shit. Yep. And they're like, and he's like, okay, well, how do you feel about that? Is it that you feel that it is completely unconstitutional and that he's only doing this for political gain with respect to the current Republican Party and that he's a little fucking bitch, essentially? Or he's doing the right thing. Like, it was like the first response was so long and full of like, go fuck yourself, DeSantis. And the second one was, he's doing the best he can.
And he's not an axe murderer.
Like, yeah, he's not an axe murderer, but. And I just, I had to laugh. I'm like, are you reading, is this your opinion? Because it's a really long statement. I guess I stick with go fuck yourself, DeSantis. So I guess it's number one.
Oh my God. No.
Oh my God. It was really funny. Me and that guy had a great conversation.
Yeah. I'm here like, don't you want people to like work together and like, don't you want the state of Florida to, you know, fucking like survive COVID and like flourish? Where do you not want our beaches to be packed again?
Yeah.
You know, like
it's this whole fear of like, oh, well, if these counties are reforming their police, whatever, then we're going to be like some like police less state. And people are just gonna like put on their Mad Max gear and just start killing each other.
It's and
like,
the best,
wait, wait.
The best part is here, I'm like, okay, you as the governor, you're like, as a person in politics, your job is to also sell your state, right? Like, you want to attract people, like, you want it to be a safe haven, all these different things. I would think that you would want to appeal to the masses and like bring us dollars, which means that like you're withholding funds because they want to expand the way, not even expand, they want to diversify in which their independent budgets work. So are you trying to say that we are a crime-ridden state, which is why we shouldn't diversify our state budget? Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Like, interesting. Because Florida Man is a thing, but Florida Man is funny. You know, Florida mm-hmm. Man is people that, like, get really high in the middle of the night and are like, we're going to go grave digging. You know, like, Florida Man is like, yo, I'm like super fucking drunk. It is a great idea to go swim in this pond right now.
Actually, that happened. Did you hear about that?
I did not, but see.
No, there. Where was it? It was a. Was it Dick's? There's like some store. Gabe was telling me, and I was playing Candy Crush, so I was only half listening. But he basically said that there was some guy who like got super drunk and like. I feel like it was Dick's Sporting Goods. Does Dick's Sporting Goods have like a giant fish tank or something?
It might could. I don't know.
I don't go in there. But whatever. This guy apparently like snuck in the middle of the night and decided to swim with the fishes. I mean, he's alive, you know, but he decided to swim with the fishes. And now like that whole, of course the guy got, you know, arrested, but they have to like dump the tank and like clean it out and like, he's endangered all of these fish.
Yeah,
that is what Florida is, guys.
Yeah, so I'm like, so let's just call it what it is. You want to further put us in a police state, because what you don't want is that these areas that are populated by Hispanics, Blacks, and other minorities mm-hmm. to have a little bit more freedom and power.
Pretty much.
So call it what it is. You're trying to be a racist in our faces.
I just don't like the way he speaks. I don't like the way he governs. I don't like the way he looks.
Let's not forget his 30-minute rants at the start of his COVID briefings. I hate that man. I feel bad for his children.
I do too, because like, could you imagine, like, dad, seriously though, like,
this is why I don't have friends.
This is why I can't go to that Zoom birthday.
But okay.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
The Krampus aside.
The Krampus has died.
No, I said the Krampus aside. He's crap. Let's talk about The Last of Us.
Oh yeah, we got a new cast for the HBO original series. Is it HBO or HBO Max? HBO Max, I think.
It's HBO. It's gonna be on there. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've been living under a rock, The Last of Us is a video game series by Naughty Dog that is very popular, very successful. The second part we've spoken about it this podcast before. Go ahead and check out that episode if you want to hear our dive into episode 2 or part 2 of The Last of Us. But they're making a Last of Us television show, and they just released the cast for Joel and Ellie.
Joel is now a Latino.
Yes, he is. What an interesting decision. I'm not mad at it. I mean, it's Pedro Pascal. And he's done such a great job on The Mandalorian. He's already been leading, you know, little Grogu through all of these planets. So it makes sense that he would be like the stoic, strong, you know, Joel for Ellie.
But now he's not like completely like suited up. You know, he's going to be like in a shirt.
Yeah. And, you know, sweaty, because that's the apocalypse, right?
And bloody.
And very bloody. Yeah. Holding, you know, like holding his bottles to throw at the clickers. And Ellie is
I'm sorry. I just remember like trying to put Molotovs together, but like walking into things. Imagine they like do that for like a slight minute, just him like walking.
I hope so. I hope that he accidentally trips directly into a clicker like we all did while playing these games. And I think it's going to be the story is so rich and beautiful. I cannot wait to see how they're going to translate that to screen. And they also released the name for who's going to play Ellie. And I forget her name. It's Bella Ramsey. And they're both from Game of Thrones. She played, what was her name? Lady?
Lyanna Mormont.
Yes.
Our queen.
Yes. I think she's going to make an excellent Ellie.
Yeah. I'm so, like I told you last night, it just makes me so excited because, like, we had badass empowering women, you know, when we were, like, growing up too. But I feel like now it's so diverse. And like the stories are so much richer and like empowering and fulfilling, and you know, Ellie's story is just so beautiful, heartbreaking, but beautiful.
Yeah. And she's, you know, I mean, Ellie's 14 years old.
Yeah.
So if they're going to follow the narrative from the games, you know, she's going to have a really rough life. And I'm glad that they're giving that responsibility to, you know, that they made a casting choice that was very deliberate. Because that girl looks like she's done seen some shit. And that's what made her such a great little Mormont. So I'm very excited. That's going to be great. And not to switch footing, but it kind of goes in. Speaking of female casting, on the Converse, we just, what's her name? Dina.
Oh, Gina Carano.
Uh-huh. We lost Gina Carano from The Mandalorian. And I'll be honest, she should have left a while ago.
Yeah. It's great that they finally got rid of her. But, like, bitch has been problematic since day one. It's like, go ahead.
No, because I had this like really intense argument about her to Gabe early on when she basically, if you don't know who she is, she plays
Cara Dune.
Cara Dune in The Mandalorian on Disney Plus. And she played like this like really badass like female warrior type, you know, and she's played by she like the woman, the actress Gina, whomever, whatever, is like, oh, she's a fighter. Like she's tough, she's big, she's a badass.
Yeah, she's a former MMA fighter.
Yeah, like that woman can fucking, you know, snap a neck. But all of her problems kind of started like, you know, as soon as she was cast in the show, and there was, you know, conversations about pronouns taking place. And, you know, her colleagues, Pedro Pascal and like others took a stand on like instilling that they, you know, like putting down their pronouns on Twitter. And not only did she not want to do that, but she ended up putting her pronouns as like beep, boop, bop.
Mm-hmm.
And then proceeded to have like these long fucking Twitter rants about like, I am educated and I was educated by like my colleagues and I still think this is stupid and I don't want to be pressured into doing anything. So beep, boop, bop is all you're going to get. And I remember when that first happened and Gabe was like, you know what? Good for her. You know, like she doesn't want to be bullied into everything. And I'm like, but like, where does your pride begin? And when does your intelligence end? You know, like, where's the strategic thinking here? Do you think you're not replaceable? You think that there aren't plenty of other strong, beautiful, like badass women waiting in line to fucking be this great representative for young girls? You don't think that there's plenty of those who are there who are willing to, you know, acknowledge that, you know, the binary and the non-binary and trans communities, you know, who needs to make. And I had that argument with him then. And when that happened, I was like, I don't want to watch The Mandalorian anymore because I know she's going to be in it. And I'm tired of looking at her face and I don't want her to get Disney money anymore. And he and I got into a big ass fight over it. I mean, we're still together. It's fine. But we got into a big ass argument. And then, whatever, I was forced to watch Mandalorian anyway. And if you've been listening to this podcast, you know how I feel about the Mandalorian. And when I heard the news today, because you can go on about like what's new? What else did she say?
So really quick about the whole pronouns thing. I just want to say, like, for me, I do. If you're not like, if it's not part of your contract to do certain things, I get it. Right. Like, and it's true. No one should be pressured into doing anything. And you could have just been quiet. You could have just said to your people, like, this is not something I'm comfortable with, and left it at that. And no one would have been the, like, any of the wiser. Mm-hmm. But to, like, to have gone out of her way to just, like, do that dumbass, like,
beep bop bullshit.
That bullshit. And then, like, continue on her transphobia and be an anti-masker. And all of this is like, bro, why are you doing the most? Like, you're barely even in the show. Relax. So the latest one. The reason why she was fired is because she compared being a Republican to having been a Jewish person during the Third Reich.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Republicans are being sent to, like, gas chambers or concentration camps or anything like that. And I don't say that, like, to try to make, you know, like, to have made all of
make
that
light, like, of it.
Yeah, to make light of it. I say that because it's so ridiculous. It is such a dumb comparison. Like, who wakes up and is like, you know what? I feel that because I'm so ignorant, mm-hmm. and want to spew all this bullshit, and that the fact that, like, people don't agree with me, it is clearly, like, Nazi Germany. I am a modern day Jewish person.
It's just like, oye, this is not the, of all the things that are mi culpa, mi gran culpa, the Republican Party right now is not there, okay? Like, no one is looking at the Republican Party saying, like, ay, los pobres.
Inocente.
Y los inocentes, nadie lo entienden, de los pobrecitos, like, por favor. But on top of it all, like, you took the time to put your fingers to your phone. And she's also, like, an anti, like, COVID. Like, she thinks that COVID isn't real. She thinks, it's just...
Before I forget, right. So she's like one of these, like, conspiracy theory kind of people too. And it makes me think, like, if you think, because I'm pretty sure she was going to get there, right? If you side with people that say that Nazi Germany never happened and that it's a hoax and that these Jewish people didn't die, these other minorities did not die during this time. So how are you comparing the Republican Party or being a Republican to that time? Because you're aligning with these same people.
Mm-hmm. Look, the last thing I want to say about her, because I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about her. My feelings are very strong.
Good.
But this is what I'll say. I'm looking forward to, because, like, you know, the truth is that she was under contract, mm-hmm. with Disney, and Disney had the right to say, no, we don't want to renew your contract. We'll figure it out. Thanks for all the fish. Okay. What I'm curious about is how, like, what, like, from a PR standpoint, like, what happens to her now? Because she has three options. Okay. Her three options, because I'm sure she bought a house and a car, you know, okay, on her Disney money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Assuming that she was going to continue to renew her contract, because I'm sure she made a ton of cash,
mm-hmm.
and started setting up fucking roots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pero without that Disney money, tú no tienes mucho dinero. Okay. I'm sure she could go back into MMA fighting, and I'm sure whatever. But I have a feeling that because her three options are, she is probably going to be coaxed by MAGA, by the QAnon, and toda la mierda. I'm sure they're sending her messages now and sending her fucking, like, recruitment material to be like, oh yeah, come over here. We believe in you. Like, you're a real one, like be our mascot and we'll protect you, like we'll make you the money that you need. Okay, that's one option. The second option is, yeah, she can go back and, you know, she could try to get another job. But once you're ex out of Disney, I mean, like, you can make a living out of Disney, obviously. Like, but with all due respect, she wasn't great of an actress to begin with. Like, it's not like the work she was doing was so revolutionary. She was barely cutting it on, like, memorizing her lines. So give me a fucking break.
Yep.
So I don't know. I hope that she can get cast in something. But even so, that money is not going to be, like, no one wants to hire her. She's black.
You know who can hire her? My pillow guy for his little films.
Exactly. For the documentaries, they can make them together. Yeah. And then the third option is that she can, like, open a dojo.
And then, like, her fellow conspiracy people can join her.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't feel bad for her. What I feel bad about is that there's a lot of young girls who were watching the show. And I mean, they have other female characters that they could admire, luckily. Mm-hmm. But she did fill a hole in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. You know, it looked like we were taking a really great step in this direction where women who look a certain way and who are masculine can also be feminine and beautiful and badass and all of these things. And she literally squandered that opportunity. And I'm sure she can come out of nowhere, right? You know, she'll come out in 9 months and say, like, I never meant to be anybody's fucking role model. I didn't, like, whatever, but fuck you. You did when you signed a contract with Disney.
Yep.
Okay. When you signed a contract with Disney, you were saying, I'm signing up to be a fucking, you know, version of something that a little girl is going to dress up as for Halloween.
Yep.
Or a little boy. Or a little...
A kid.
A just little a kid. Kid. Just a kid.
And I would like to add, let's not forget that at the end of the day, young women like Miley Cyrus were blacklisted from fucking Disney because she was caught smoking, salvia?
She says,
right? At the time, yeah, we know it was weed in a state where it was legal for her to do so at the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here like, yeah, Gina Karenina, I don't feel bad for you.
No, I don't feel bad for you at all.
You can take your ignorant ass out of here. Merry Chrysler. What I will say, so to offset that bullshit, it did kind of come out today that Pedro Pascal's sibling is a trans woman and they are a model. They're beautiful. They're stunning. But, yeah, so I'm here like, so you were also being malicious to your on-screen partner whose sibling is trans. And it's not that they need your sympathy or anything, but at least your respect.
Yeah. And for the record, without them, without Pedro, you don't have a job because you don't carry the show.
At all.
The show isn't called whatever your character's name is. It's called.
Yeah. Well, did you hear that they were going to do a show?
They were
going to
do a spinoff for her. Acuérdate cuando we're going to make a spinoff. Boo-hoo. Hey, boohoo, I'm so sad for you. Oh, baby. No.
Oh, well, bye. Merry Christmas.
No, what needs that? Look, there's definitely an argument to be made about, like, the pressures that the public can make on, you know, the way that they treat celebrities and whatever, like, and the pressures that we put on them to be a certain way and, like, our expectations for them and the public or whatever. But I don't give a fuck about, she wasn't doing this for me. You know, it's really the fact is that you sold your soul to a company that notoriously buys your soul and you wanted the money, but you didn't want to follow the rules. And like, yeah. Somehow you thought you were like Tom Hanks or some shit. And like where the rules don't apply to you because you're fucking Tom Hanks and, you know, you got like two Oscars and shit. No, man, you're an MMA fighter who I'm sure could kill me in a heartbeat. And I'm sure that you are super talented and all and the things that you've been able to accomplish. But before, and like, if you think that there aren't like that the entire cast of GLOW isn't waiting in the wings to take your fucking job. Yeah. Like, and who are willing to do it well.
Mm-hmm.
and fucking sit for a media class or two and to fucking drink the fucking like Dole Whip fucking like fruit punch that they sell you on when you work for Disney.
Yeah.
And be like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, no, ma'am. I will gladly, you know, because whatever, I'm making those Disney and fucking Star Wars dollars. There were Star Wars characters that were, you were a collectible and you threw that away because you're an ignorant, you're an ignoramus.
I'm here like because of pronouns.
Because of pronouns. Yeah.
If you identify as a woman, just she, her. That's it.
And if you didn't want to talk about your pronouns, you could have just said, you know, with all due respect, it's not a conversation I feel like having today. You didn't have to have a full on like soapbox bullshit, beep boop bop bullshit. When I saw beep boop bop, I literally fumed. Like you could have cooked a pizza on my face because I was so annoyed at like, who the fuck are you? I didn't even know you yesterday. And you're going to come out here with your beep boop bop because like you're so funny. Like I didn't know you were funny because you're not funny on the show. You barely know how to like act your way out of the fucking scene. So like I felt like I was in an acting class with her where I would be like, wait, like the Oscar doesn't go to you. Chill.
Yep. I mean, like, you know, fucking all Bill Burr wants to do is bake his pies.
Yes.
And like you had to be here and be a bitch about it.
Anyway,
well, whatever.
We feel about that. Oh man.
Oh my. Oh my God.
I think I have something else to say about something completely different, and I don't remember what it was.
Is it Joss Whedon?
No. What about Joss Whedon?
Ah, Ashley. Okay. So.
Oh no! Is it big? Did I miss something real big?
Kind of. Great. So he's not like a rapist, but he is but he's an abuser anyway.
No.
So what initially happened? So Ray Fisher, who is in Justice League, he plays Cyborg. He came out a couple of months ago saying how, like, because you know how, like, Zack Snyder had started filming it and unfortunately his daughter committed suicide. So he, like, left the project. And
Rob Snyder's daughter?
Zack Snyder. Snyder.
I'm like, Rob Schneider's daughter suicide?
No. Oh, goodness. So Joss Whedon came in to, like, take over, finish, you know, Justice League and all of that. And like a year ago, or it was like in 2019, Ray Fisher came out and was like, you know, I'm done keeping silent. Like he was terrible to me on set. And he like started listing like things that he had done. And he's like, and plus his enablers, this person and this person. So Warner Media, they conducted an investigation and they're like, we didn't find anything, like, and Ray Fisher was not cooperating, and he's like, I did not agree with the way that this investigation was being done, so I want like a third party to come in, like a not unbiased party, right, to come in and do the investigation. And apparently words were had, so he was fired as Cyborg. Well, it has prompted Charisma Carpenter, who played, oh my God, I forgot her name in the show.
She was on Buffy.
No, she was on Buffy and Buffy, Angel.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
she
yes,
was yes. like one of the big.
The lead like, women.
One of the lead women. And she came guns blazing. She's like, these are all the things that he did to me. Like, you can ask anybody from the crew. Like, he called her fat when she was pregnant, knowing that she was pregnant. Which is like
whatever,
okay, Lizette,
fucked up, but still.
But he like he had a secret meeting with her where he was basically like, I don't think you should keep this baby, and like he would make fun of her religious beliefs, and like she had gotten a tattoo and he like berated her for that. When he found out that she was pregnant, he put her call time to 1 a.m. after her doctor had asked her to like basically work less hours and do like, you know, be more careful because I guess she had like a semi at-risk pregnancy. And he just did not care. I mean, she lists like a bunch of shit in her post.
Pero like, why? What were, why?
Exactly. So, you know, she ended up with like, I stand with Ray Fisher, all of these different things. And he's like, you know, thank you so much. So Michelle Trachtenberg has come out and said, while this did not happen to me, I stand with her because we all know what he has done. And as of like last night, from what I last read, like basically all of the cast from Buffy has been like, yeah, he's an asshole.
Fucking kidding me?
So I'm here like,
all this guy's fucking worshipped.
Exactly. So for me, I'm like, I'm a Buffy fan. I love Buffy. I grew up watching, like, I love Buffy. But like, to me, Joss Whedon is just another man. And I've never understood people like praising him like a god. But the truth is, I've never understood that for anybody, right? Like, yeah. I don't think that anybody needs to be like at this fucking pedestal. You can love someone a lot and like, you know, they give you a lot of great things. Like, you know, Joss Whedon gave us Buffy, gave us Firefly. He's given the first Avengers movie was great. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a lot of things that he's provided that were beautiful, but he could still be an abuser. Like, no one's exempt from being a shitty human being. And yeah, so let's see what comes out.
My jaw is on the floor. Mm-hmm. That's great. My God, like, I don't know, man. There was always that conversation, and there's been a conversation like going around about like how intense has cancel culture become, like, and sometimes, you know, there are certain things that I do sort of agree with when it comes to like the harshness of cancel culture, when it comes to like digging, for example, into people's like, you know, tweets from like 2001 and like, you know, I think that people are able to change. But when you maliciously made and consecutively made these like horrible deeds and acts throughout your career, you know, I think, you know, like when it comes to cancel culture, all cancel culture really means is like, I don't want to give you any more of my time because I don't want to, like, I don't want to give you any money. I don't want to work hard on my own money and give you my time. So I'd rather give it to someone else.
But also, like, why do we have to keep, just because someone gave us something that we love, again, they are not exempt from being an asshole.
Absolutely not.
I don't think that, like, just because you love a thing so much, we have to go ahead and say, oh, okay, so, you know, let them keep being enabled. Let their terrible fucking attitude and abusive personality reign free. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. No, fuck that. It's like, why is it so difficult to just ask people to treat others like a human being and respect them?
I mean, it's, you're asking for a lot, honey. I don't know. No, it's disgusting, and I hope that, and I know that he has like a family and shit. Like, you should be fucking embarrassed for ever. Like, there's no any of your cast that way. I mean, whatever, you don't have to agree with your cast and what, but like, you're a leader, bro.
Yeah, you have power.
That's disgusting.
You have power, and you're clearly trying to abuse said power.
Yeah, and like, for what?
And see, like, for me, what started feeling weird about him, but sometimes my gut can be wrong, was when Zack Snyder started coming up with like, we're gonna do the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League, because I was like, oh, I enjoyed Justice League, like, I thought it was a good time. And like, it started off as a fan thing, but then finally, like, they gave in and they're doing it, and like, there's been interviews where Zack Snyder's basically been like, it was fine, but it's not the movie that I wanted it to be, which basically means very dramatic and drugged out, you know? But it was always like such a weird dynamic that like, why even bring him in the first place? You could have just halted production and taken the time that you needed to like be with your family. And that would have been fine. So yeah, I hope that this means that like Ray Fisher gets rehired at some point, because he was a pretty good cyborg.
I hope so. Yeah. We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm sure that that took a lot to finally come out and talk about. And it makes it even worse when you know that the person who, you know, is the cause for your career being like stagnant is always being praised for, you know, his work. So it's I imagine that they feel very like a relief, you know, like a weight has come off of them
for sure. Like, I'll never forget. So that Disney girls trip that I went on like 3 years ago, which is where I met Epi. We went to a bar and like, we were all, you know, like we had themed a lot of the outfits that we were going to wear and everything. And Melly had worn her Geek Girl Gang like dress. And we were at this bar and we had become friendly with like the bar staff. Cause you know, we were like eight women and we were having a good time and just chatting about like all of the geeky shit that we're into. And at some point we kind of befriend this one bartender, and I guess he felt like he could be like part of the crew, which meant, oh, like, do you love Buffy? Like, how great is Buffy? And she's like, oh, I've never seen it. And he's like, oh, okay, but like, what about Firefly? She's like, I've never seen that either. Oh, like, how can you be a geek girl if you're like not into Joss Whedon? And it's not the first time that like I've been in the vicinity where your geekness or your fangirlness is equated to loving this, like praising this one man. And we were all like, wait, stop. Cause that is seriously the most ridiculous thing we've ever fucking heard. Like the things that we love and how we love them has nothing to do with Joss Whedon. Like, yes, he's given us things that some of us love and appreciate, and some of us hate it. And like all of our feelings here are valid about that. And you need to step away now, because you're like coming at us to accost us over Joss fucking Whedon. Like,
and also like of all the things, like, okay, your barometer for geekiness shouldn't be led by any particular thing. What if she had said, well, you know what, I also don't fucking like Star Trek. I saw one episode and I called it a day. And that guy said, well, that's good because I don't like Star Trek. I'd be like, haha. But the truth is, Star Trek is like is super geeky and nerdy, and I could have very well have liked
it. And it precedes Buffy. It's like you're treating this man as if he like invented geek culture and he didn't. And like, yeah, Buffy is empowering, but Buffy's not empowering because of him.
Or you could have asked him like, oh, well, of all the liquors on this bar, what drink don't you like? Because shouldn't you like all of the drinks that are ever made in a bar ever if you're a bartender?
Right?
You imagine. Is that the logic? Then you must like every single fucking drink here. Good for you. Now I can call you a bartender. I'm glad you have a shirt that says Bartender Gang. Go fuck off. Please. Whatever. You know, stupid segue, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. Because it happened so last night, since, you know, we've been on the topic of like the power of an audience.
Yeah.
There's this YouTuber that I follow. I've been following her for a long time. I follow her and her husband. They are big Disney fans. I'm sure I've shown you her videos and stuff like that. She lives in like Indiana.
You can send me the name.
Okay. I don't know. I just don't want to.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay.
Nothing bad, but she and her husband, they make very wholesome content. Her husband is a Disney travel agent. and she is like a former teacher and like does makeup stuff, and like they do lifestyle videos, they do vlogs and that, all that shit. So I like them because like they have whole episodes where they're talking about the bread they're making or like the garden they're growing, and they just, you know, wholesome, like snowy fun over in Indiana. We don't have that shit down here.
Yeah.
Now they travel a lot because obviously, you know, he's a travel agent, but obviously Disney is on that, is the biggest one that they go to. So she mentioned casually, I guess, in like a Q&A a few days ago, like somebody had asked her in the Q&A, like, are you planning on going to Disney anytime soon? And they hadn't gone in a long time, but she mentioned like, you know, like we've been talking about it. And I think we are going to plan a trip to go in March, mostly because my husband is still booking, is still booking stuff at Disney. And it's important for him to see firsthand, like all of the precautions that they're taking. And yeah, we feel very confident that the precautions that they're taking are sound. And we want to we just want to travel there safely. We're going to bring our daughter. Their daughter's like, you know, like two.
Okay.
Whatever. And she's like, but I think we're not going to film it because this isn't like, it is going to be fun for us, but we want to keep it kind of private. Plus I don't want to boast about like,
yeah,
this, you know, we'll have another vlog in the future. Cause really this is for research. You know, he wants to go and like check out all the stuff that they've done and the new eateries and shit that they have at Disney Springs. Whatever. I thought it was a great answer. I go on Twitter yesterday and I see that she posts this thing saying like, so my husband and I have talked about it. We've heeded your comments and your feedback. And based on we've had the conversation and we've since decided that we are no longer going to go to Disney because it has upset so many of you. In fact, we're not only refunding the trip, but we're going to donate all the money we were going to spend on this trip to COVID Relief Foundation. And for those who are asking for the receipts, here is the receipt of us doing that. And I sort of wanted to like strangle everybody. Obviously, I have a lot of pent up anger.
A little bit, yeah.
Because it's like, I just felt so bad for her and for her husband because like, you've been pressured so much so by idiots. To be fair, no, they're not idiots. It's people who are concerned about this virus and whatever. And like, rightfully so, you know, trust me, I've been dying to go to Disney and we live in Miami. We could drive up there anytime we want. Mm-hmm. We don't have to even get on a flight. We can drive there.
Yeah.
So I get it. Pero like what you do with your money and with your time, so that's on you.
Yeah, that's your problem, not mine.
That's your problem. And like, I'm not going to stand in any, I'm not going to assume that because I watch a person, like, I can't believe that there are people who are like, I watch you. And this goes back to like how I feel about the Gina, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm pissed because I think that her shit is bullshit.
Yeah.
But this YouTuber was the opposite. I'm like, you took so much bullshit from your audience, so much so that you were willing to just straight up like, fuck this, like, and show receipts. I literally had to tweet at her. I knew she was never going to talk to me, but I had to tweet at her and be like, I don't have to show receipts. I'm sorry. Fuck these people. Like, we're in charge of your money, kind of, because we watch you, but we're not in charge of your money. If people want to cancel you because you go with your husband on a work trip to fucking Disney World, then I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be fine. And and whatever.
He has a 9-to-5. You'll be okay.
Yeah, or not even that. Like, the people that you're gonna lose aren't even worth the fucking. Who's gonna be all up in arms? Like, it's like the people who are pissed off at JoJo Siwa. Have you heard about all that JoJo Siwa shit?
Oh, that she came out.
Yeah. So like, people, they're like, mothers are coming out of nowhere, being like, "I'm gonna keep my daughter away."
And I love her response. Okay.
Her response is okay. And she came out with a picture, like she came, like she showed a photo of her girlfriend, and it was really sweet. And like, people, we don't own anybody except for Disney. Disney owns the people that work for them.
Yeah. And and owns us a little bit too. But
yeah.
Wow.
made me so sad when I read that. I was like, I'm looking forward to like seeing a future vlog where she talks about it, and then I'm going to comment there too and be like, this was so stupid. You should trust me. I live in Florida. We know we're bad at the coronavirus, but we ain't here to tell you what to do with your time. Okay. Like, if you want to come down here, you can be safe like everyone else. People are doing, I think Disney is doing a pretty good job. I'm not there yet. I might be soon, but like, they're doing a great job. And if you want to fucking go fucking have a churro, like, go. Like, you have churros in Indiana. I don't blame you. It's snowing. It's snowy as fuck over there.
Yeah, that sucks. Let me that sucks. And I also feel like, you know, if you've been following guidelines and everything, you're going to follow them wherever you go. Like, it's not going to change just because you're going somewhere else. You know, like, you're going to keep putting on, like, wearing your mask because you have to at that point too. Like, mm-hmm. you'll be sanitizing from what I don't know. It's so dumb. Like, the receipts part, for real,
that's what irked me, was like, and for those of you asking for the receipts, I was like, who has the gall? And why are we listening to the people who have the gall to come up to you and be like, I feel like you're an asshole and that you don't deserve to do things with the money that you earn, the way that you deserve to use them. Even if it's related, people were even in the comments saying like, look, if Tyler, oh, sorry, now I give away his name. If Tyler needs to go for his job, then he should go by himself, like, whatever. And it's like, but that's even more stupid.
Because yeah, I'm here, like,
he's gonna what? Then he's gonna quarantine himself on some other half of the house.
That's why they had a conversation. Yeah. That's why they decided as a couple that we're gonna go together.
You don't think that he could have had that option wasn't brought up in their conversations? Like, I could go by myself, and she was like, No, like, it's fine, you know, we'll go as a family. And besides, like,
how dare you,
needs to fucking see Mickey from behind some glass for a little bit. Like, how fucking dare you? Go fuck yourself. And then they were commenting like, oh, you know what, I don't feel bad for them because they went on like a secret trip in November. And it's like, oh, so now we're keeping tabs on where when people go to Disney. Like, can you like fuck off? Quarantine has done something to all of us. It's made me angry. It's made you a gardener.
And a crier. I cry over everything.
And a crier. Like, it's done something to everybody. But that doesn't mean that we get to put that out on, like, other people's way of fucking dealing with it. And, bro, if you see all their videos, they're fucking snowed in the fuck in over there in Indiana. I don't blame her for wanting to come down here.
I mean, the truth is that I don't blame anybody for wanting to come down here. Like, this is a little paradise. Even if you are going to, like, Central Florida and it's a swamp.
Right. It's
nice. But it's always sunny. Yeah. Like, even our coldest day is, like, the warmest day for snowbirds. So.
Right. So, I don't blame people for wanting to come here. Like, so, but if we close our borders and, like, for example, if domestic flights are actually going to, like, be, you know, halted, then it was going to affect her trip regardless.
Which, hold on, my favorite is domestic flights will be canceled, but it's not going to stop people from driving in.
Right, of course not.
So it's like, why are you going to do that? You might as well just keep us open.
If anything, just unfortunately, just close the shit. Like, If we're concerned about spreading the shit even more, then you have to create mandates for people to, like, have their masks on all the time. Like, you have to do a lot of shit to deter others from wanting to come here. If we actually had, like, COVID mandates that weren't all, like, if the governor didn't just say, like, look, do whatever the fuck you want. That's basically what he told us. Do whatever the fuck you want. Like, yep. Businesses are left to respond as they please.
Every man for themselves.
Right. If there was actual legislation that said, like, no, you can't do this and no, you can't do that, and we're on a curfew and whatever, then people aren't going to want to come here. And that might be a good thing because it's other people because we're all spreading it to each other. So
let's not forget that at the start of all of this, we had a bunch of, like, kids from all over the United States down here at our fucking beaches in the midst of us going into lockdown, not paying attention to anything, made this into a whole fucking mess, and then left, kept spreading fucking COVID, and some of them even came back.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to hit that time of year again. So I'm like, okay, fine. The least you can do is cancel flights.
Basically. Everything sucks. It's just
whatever.
Hopefully, you know, use some common sense, but like if you can't get mad at people for wanting to come down here if there's nothing to tell them that they can't, except for the fucking like public and whatever. It's my state. If you want to come and visit, that's fine. Just don't come to me. Just stay away from me. Don't give up. This has been a very like angry episode.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right.
Feliz Día del Amor y la Amistad.
In that case, do you have any big plans for...
Well, we are going to kind of participate in the scavenger hunt. I'm really just using it as an excuse to go on a picnic.
Very nice. Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. That's cute.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Not sure yet. We might participate in the scavenger hunt. It really depends on how we wake up that morning. I think that we're just going to, you know, buy some yummy food and make it, you know, cook it here and just kind of chill. You know, there's nothing really to, you know, do except for that scavenger hunt, which has us all excited. If you're not, if you don't know what we're talking about, I hope that you're following our friend Jenny at Janabel Art on Instagram or Eddie, who is at Wafflesworth. They're both very talented tattoo artists who are they're artists over at Studio Nami, who that's located here in South Florida. And they are having a very, they're them and Reggie too, right?
Yeah.
Reggie,
well, really it's Eddie's,
the whole shop essentially.
Yeah, but it's really Eddie's effort with the scavenger hunt. So like everyone is kind of going to have one box, but he put together like 14.
Yeah. Like basically what he's doing is he's setting up like little boxes across the city. He's making a concerted effort to ensure that the locations where he's dropping off these boxes are in very low populated areas. He's not doing it in like public parks or anything like that, but they're in places where, you know, like you can, you know, if you come across one of these boxes from the clues that he gives, you can, or you can win a, like a couple's tattoo.
Yep.
With him and like a bunch of other little goodies. So it's a really cute idea. And,
it's a great way to like do something on Valentine's Day that is not what you would usually do, and it gets you outside and you kind of, you know, like get to do something quote unquote normal.
How about that?
Yeah. So it should be a lot of fun. So we'll probably be posting on it throughout the weekend, at least just to like remind you guys to follow them and follow the scavenger hunt. Should be fun.
It's gonna be so great. And what an excellent idea. And I hope that you guys choose to participate if you're around. It should be really fun, and you should check out their work. You can visit, it's at Wafflesworth. So that's WAFFLESWORTH, Wafflesworth. Am I saying that right? Is it
Wafflesworth?
And check out like his kick-ass designs. Jannie will be, she has a box or two hidden around as well. Like it's gonna be what a sweet sentiment. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. They did a really great job. And we got a sneak peek at what the boxes look like, and they look so cute.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited. It's going to be fun. But yeah, I told Michael, like, all I want to do on Sunday is eat yummy food and do a little bit of day drinking.
A little bit of day drinking? Why are you going wild?
To Wild and Crazy Guys.
The Wild and Crazy
Guys. Oh, now that I said that. So we watched Little Shop of Horrors last week.
Oh, okay. For the first time or no?
No. Like, I haven't seen it in a couple of years, and Michael hasn't seen it since he was, like, a teenager. And I was like, I was watching, I'm like, I always forget how much I love to hate Steve Martin in this movie.
He's so great.
He's so good.
Oh my god, he is so great, and he plays such a great dentist, and his stupid little face, it's just perfect.
I love it.
Perfect.
Point fact.
Yeah. So that's all from us, I think.
Yeah. So enjoy your Valentine's Day. We hope you get a ton of chocolate, and if you're into flowers or candles or a massage in some areas.
Oh my god, yes.
If not, I hope you massage yourself in some areas.
Yeah, give yourself some love.
We are definitely a pro-masturbation podcast, so have fun, you know. Yeah, it's a great day to practice some self-care and some self-love, and
for sure.
And if you don't have a romantic partner, but you do have a great group of friends like we do, remind them that you love them, and remind yourself that you love yourself.
For sure.
And we hope that you do that often, not just on the 14th of February.
Absolutely. May this be a nice, I hope you guys all remain safe. We both do. We hope that you are safe and that you are taking whatever precautions are necessary. If you're going to a restaurant, you know, like, check them out beforehand, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, we hope that you'll join us for, you know, future stuff. We like to do a lot of different things. We like to play Hunt a Killer. We like to sometimes, maybe one day, I don't know, possibly play some role-playing games as well. But you can learn more about what we're up to by following us at Baby Lambs Podcast on Instagram. That's where we are pretty much always. You can follow us on Twitter if it suits your fancy, but I'm just learning how to Twitter now. That those responses I gave to that YouTube girl, probably the first two responses I've given to anybody. That was like 5 years since having a Twitter. So that should tell you how active we are there. But you can find all of our old episodes on Anchor or anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Make sure you tell your friends, rank us on Apple Podcasts, do all of the things. I promise not all of our episodes are so angry, so close to such a loving day, but we just, I don't know, we just had a lot of feelings.
I blame society.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I blame.
I blame getting this much closer to 34, you know.
Oh, you are knocking on heaven's door there.
I am. I'm getting to the mid-30s. So, but yeah, we love you. We keep you in our COVID hearts, and we wish you the best. Have a great weekend, and we will see y'all next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Baby Lambs Podcast. Artwork created by Janabel Art. You can follow her on Instagram at Janabel Art, or you can follow her studio at Studio Nami Tattoo. Music created by Daniel LaCosta and produced by Sunset Studios Miami. You can follow them on their Instagram at Sunset Studios Miami.
And you can follow us on Instagram via our handle at Baby Lambs Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at Baby Lambs PCast or Baby Lambs Podcast. You can find us now on iTunes and Google Play, and even on CastBox, which is actually a really cool app. Also by finding us via our handle, Baby Lambs Podcast, or by visiting our website at babylambspodcast.com. Thanks again for listening.